Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. This is Dr. Elaine Tong, your co-host. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease. This approach will not cure a chronic disease. As a result, millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. By combining Chinese medicine with anesthetic techniques, Dr. Tong has innovated a treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic ailments. In September of 2000, he started a radio show presenting new patients every week to prove that chronic disorders can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients can become symptom-free from his treatment and need no drugs or further treatment of any kind. Dr. Tong's discovery is truly astounding. A century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, yet Dr. Tong has successfully cured a wide spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because the NBE approach, a powerful form of Chinese medicine, is much more effective than acupuncture and herbs. It avoids the use of drugs and their toxic effects by focusing on the cause of a disease and the power of the mind. In this program, you will learn to eliminate chronic diseases by enhancing the mind's healing power. And by adopting a healthy diet and lifestyle, a permanent cure can be achieved. For more information, visit our website at www.drtong.com. That's www.drtong.com. Well, good afternoon and welcome to our show, Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. I'm Dr. Elaine Tong. How are we doing today, Dr. Tong?
Doing good. How are you, Dr. Elaine?
I'm doing great. We have an exciting show to share with you today, but as always, I want to reiterate that we are here to prove that chronic disorders can be cured without the use of drugs and surgery. And I know it sounds too good to be true, but every week we have cases that prove that. And last week we had a couple guests with us that proved just that. We had Joyce, who was a retired RN, and she came to us 10 years ago with a bone spur in her left heel that was removed by orthopedic surgeons at UCLA. Was radiated with radiation, and it came back, heel came back, pain came back with a vengeance. And after several treatments with Dr. Tong, the pain never returned in the past 10 years, although she still has the bone spur. She came back a year ago because she had a stroke, and now she says after treatment she feels better than before she had the stroke. Her energy is great. She's 80 years old, drives up to San Francisco 3 or 4 times a year, gardens 3-4 hours at a time.
She has sleep apnea. And use a CPAP. And the last 10 years, she has not used it once.
She's been...
And recently, we have another patient.
Right.
Stephen. Yeah.
He was on several weeks ago, also treated him for sleep apnea, and that is...
The first treatment, he doesn't snore anymore. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Our other guest was Tetchen, who was diagnosed with diabetes 10 years ago in 2001, was put on 4 different diabetic medications.
And those are very damaging to the heart.
Right. Long-term use of that will cause morbidity and mortality and heart disease. So she was put on 4 medications.
He refused insulin.
Went to the emergency room at Loma Linda. His sugar was so high that it didn't even register
like his
on the reading. Well, I wish that our stocks would be like that. So he looked for a different route, heard us on the radio, came, and he was a little tough. It took a while, but now his blood sugars are within normal, 110 to 120, without any medication.
Blood pressure's normal.
Blood pressure's normal. Libido is returned. His energy is better. He can sleep better. No more aches and pains.
He doesn't have to get up 5 or 6 times a night to urinate.
Right.
Not even one time.
Right. And the point we want to make here is, if you're diabetic, don't be scared if your blood pressure is 120, 130. If it's 120 and 130 without medication, it's better than being 90 on medication, because there are studies that show that long-term use of diabetic medication will cause increased problems in your heart. cardiac problems.
The more aggressive treatment to drive the sugar down with drugs,
medication.
More death.
And that's the same with blood pressure. And also there was a study done with irregular heartbeat, atrial fibrillation. The more medication used to drive the heart rate down actually will cause more problems later than just having it a little higher normally without medication. So don't be scared. I think that, you know, what the
regular doctors scare you, okay? They are all wrong.
And the other thing is that the pharmaceutical companies, they keep wanting to lower the normal so that you have to take medication
exactly.
to keep it down.
Yes.
You know, they want the LDL to be under 70 now. You need cholesterol for your brain. It's ridiculous.
Don't be so gullible.
Yeah.
American people are so gullible to the drug companies, their advertisement, and the regular medical profession. Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, we're going to get started on our show.
Okay, let's get started. Yeah.
Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Let's get to our first guest.
Yes.
Okay, I'd like to welcome our first guest with us today, Val. Welcome, Val.
Hi, Val.
Thanks. Thanks for calling me.
Yes.
Oh, thanks for joining us and sharing your story. Give us a little history of where you're from and how you came to find us and what you were suffering from.
Oh, well, I'm in Orange County, mm-hmm. and Saturday afternoon I was just tuning into Kay Bright. And I heard a program that I had never heard before, and that was your radio program.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And at the time, I was in a lot of pain. I had a lot of sciatic nerve pain and other injuries to my legs and lower back.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't feeling so hot, and I listened intently to your program. I was so impressed with the other testimonials that I was hearing that I'm hoping that today my testimonial will also encourage somebody to come to your clinic because results have really been phenomenal for me.
And you've only been coming for less than a month, right? About.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
How many treatments have you had so far?
I've had 4 treatments.
Great.
And what a world of difference from when I first came in.
What happened to the first treatment?
First treatment, no pain after that.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a miracle.
Yes.
I'm not exaggerating. I had one treatment and...
It happened all the time with our patient. Not kidding, okay? This is not a joke.
Well, I think that's what the other lady that I heard as a testimonial said. And that sounds like magic, but I'm going
to... It is magic. I started with them.
But I'm going to give this a try because I firmly believe that when people are in pain, it galvanizes and motivates you to do something that perhaps you wouldn't normally do.
Right. That's true. And also, before you came, you were on a 7-day fast, too. You do that once a year, correct?
I do that once a year. And
usually, you feel better afterwards, right?
Right. Usually, I feel really good after 7 days of doing a liquid detox fast, and I was not feeling well at all. I really just couldn't understand why, after 7 days of what seems like food deprivation when you're on a liquid diet like that I wasn't feeling energetic and good.
Mm-hmm.
I was feeling all this sciatic nerve pain,
mm-hmm.
and I just felt sluggish, no energy. I just didn't feel good at all.
Uh-huh.
And so after I came in to see you and the pain vanished immediately, then when I came in for other treatments and I was also taking your supplements that you recommended,
mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, I feel terrific.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
You look great. She looks younger. You look younger, too.
Everybody look younger and feel better.
It's amazing.
This is no joke.
Yeah.
Well, Dr. Tong was an inspiration because he showed me his earlier pictures and later
pictures. Nobody can beat my example.
Now, you had some, like, bloating and digestive issues. How is that doing now and the constipation?
Oh, so much better.
Mm-hmm.
I really think it's the combination of the treatments and then the supplements that I take that just are kind of a winning combination that really make you feel good.
How about the grounding? Is she on the grounding yet?
I don't know.
You better be on the grounding too.
I've had that.
Oh, yes.
You find it helpful?
I don't know, to be honest, because I don't know what it's really supposed to do. But like I say, I think it's everything that you do there.
Yes.
To make somebody feel good.
Yes.
Right. Well, we took a lot of time to research our supplements before we give it, and we test them all on you before.
Yeah, muscle testing. That's the key.
just to make it so it's specifically tailored for you. We don't just give you, you know, just like a multi-whatever vitamin just for everyone, because what someone may need, another person may not need. So we are very, we tailor everything very specifically to your needs.
You can give yourself
a... Remember, I had brought in for you to test some products that I have that are very good products.
Yes.
But like you said, if it's not for your body... no matter how wonderful the product may be,
it may harm you.
Your body.
Right.
It has to be suitable for your body.
Right.
That's why you do muscle testing.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So when I brought in a couple things that are wonderful products, and I've been taking them for years, we tested it in your office, and we decided it really wasn't as good as some of the things that you recommended.
Well, and your body changes, too. Yeah, I mean, your body changes, too. So, you know, what you may have needed a year ago, you may not need anymore. And that's kind of how your road to health and wellness is. Once you fix something and you don't need anymore, then you it's kind of like peeling layers off an onion. I always tell my patients that. They're like, well, why does this come up afterwards? I'm like, well, because it's kind of a journey towards your total health and wellness. You know, things come up because things that are more acute and severe, they come up first. We fix that first, and then we go deeper until you feel completely. I mean, I think you're pretty much there. I mean, you sound great.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
That's only three treatments. How long have you had the pain?
I had that sciatic nerve pain a good, I'd say about 9 consecutive days.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's not that long. Yeah.
I remember the day I drove to your office. Because I have a stick shift car, so there's a lot of braking and clutching.
Oh, that is.
And I could hardly, because the pain was so bad, I could hardly even drive myself down to your office. Mm-hmm. And I must say, by the time I had the treatment, I'm telling other people that I don't even know how I drove home because I felt like I was on cloud 9. The car was driving itself home. And I slept the best sleep I've ever had. I mean, I think I slept like 8 hours straight.
Mm-hmm.
I woke up the next morning and I said, wow, this is really like a miracle. I feel like totally, you know, pain-free, and I felt so good.
Mm-hmm.
That encouraged me to keep coming back, because I know, you know, the body, you know, other than pain, there's other things, issues always going on in the body that need to be corrected.
Exactly.
Yeah, and you have to listen to things. This is anecdotal. Go to our website. We have tons, thousands of testimony, hundreds of patients, and each one of grocery list of problem, and they all disappear, most of them, after the first time.
Yeah. Sometimes you may feel worse before you feel better.
Yes, sometimes you do.
Yeah, because you're detoxing, and that's why I encourage patients, if they don't feel good after the first treatment, come back. Because they eventually do get better. And I think people are understanding that now, because you're detoxing. We release a lot of toxins the
most
first
of the time.
Most of
the time, because we miss a blockage.
Yeah,
we
but
miss
sometimes there's only so many injections you can do on the first treatment.
Otherwise
they get
too sore.
They get very tired, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us about your friend, Val? Because I forgot.
Oh, yeah, because, let's see, after I had maybe, I guess, two treatments.
Right.
Remember
her friend?
A friend of mine who had taken a long vacation, and she wanted to know if I could pick her up at LAX airport. And I said, sure.
Mm-hmm.
And I drove in, and I received a phone call from her that saying, well, she said that she had arrived, but she was in a wheelchair because when she had left her destination, when she was picking up her suitcases, she twisted her back, and she got this really intense, extreme pain in her back, and she could hardly walk.
Mm-hmm.
So I said to her, aha, I have to take you to Dr. Tong. because she, like
no joke.
Many others, if we don't have pain, we're not motivated to do anything.
Yes.
Although she has things that can be worked on.
Oh, absolutely. But again, see, it took this kind of pain for her to say, okay, I'll try something new and different.
Yeah.
And so I called your office, and immediately you took her, which was great. And she went in, she had her injections. And again, the very next day she woke up and she said, oh, my God, I don't feel any pain. And that was probably at least 10, 12 days ago.
Uh-huh.
And the pain has not returned.
Mm-hmm.
She's a little reluctant to come in because, again, certain people, you know, it takes a little while for them to come around to see what's important to do.
Right.
But she's just so amazed that without the aid of, you know, painkillers,
physical
anti-inflammatory, able to just do this on one.
Right. Yeah. And then you also said she's taking the supplements and...
Right. You gave her supplements, and she told me she's enjoying them. She likes the taste of them. She thinks it's really helping her.
Good. Wonderful.
On acute situations, frequently one treatment will cure it, but more treatment make your health better.
Yeah. Yes.
Exactly. And that's why I feel better after four treatments.
Exactly.
I mean, I feel... energetic, and I feel pain-free, and I feel good.
Yeah, and emotionally too, right? No more stress and just lighter.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
You know, that's the funny thing, because when I heard your program, this woman was saying, you know, not only about the pain, but she was mentioning how she was also going through some emotional issues, and she mentioned that... she felt, you know, a release of these emotions, and she could feel lighter and spiritually kind of, you know, better.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it really, you know, it does help the mind, body, and spirit, you know.
That's really true. Because each injection, we clear the blockage caused mostly from your emotional thing you internalize for many years, sometimes from childhood.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay? That you will not even know. You don't even realize.
So really what we're doing is that we're dumping all the emotional trash. Yeah. That's really what's happening.
Right. And each point is associated with an organ that is associated with an emotion. So it's very, it goes very deep. And so
that's
we work on many levels.
You're pain-free and you're happy and you're motivated, you're energetic.
Yeah.
So it's all
true.
Yeah,
you sound great. I mean, you sound...
It's all true.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, so you'll have to be my doctors forever now.
Oh, no problem.
You know that.
You had to outlive me.
I'll have to retire.
You had to live longer than me to be...
you have to be there for everybody now.
Okay, good.
Val, thanks so much for taking the time to share your story.
Pleasure.
I mean...
Keep up the work, and thank you for healing us.
Thank you.
Take
care.
Bye-bye.
Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com, which is drtong.com, for more information. Let's get to our next guest.
Let's go.
Okay, I'd like to welcome our next guest, Jorge. Welcome, Jorge.
Hi, Jorge.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for being on for us and sharing your mother's story, actually. Jorge, you've been on us with us for maybe a few months ago.
Actually, her first visit was, I was just looking at the calendar, was May 19th, 2010.
Okay.
I cannot believe it.
Wow.
The time has passed already.
Oh, my goodness.
And I just, before we go any further, I just have to say thank you so much. Thank you for the care and concern that you both, as doctors and your wonderful staff, have displayed towards my mother. I want to thank you so much because it has made a big change, a big difference.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about her.
Okay. Well, you know, she's, as you can tell, she's always been a really positive person with a great attitude towards life and health, and she's always tried to maintain herself and take care of herself. She, you know, came from Mexico, from another country, and she came over to here. But as she grew up, she was always involved with, you know, more a healthy lifestyle. But as she came over to this side of the States, you know, things just started to change, and we started to change her and thinking, oh, Mom, we want to eat more, you know, American food and do this and do that. So,
we want to see more doctors.
Yeah, so things started to change for her.
Uh-huh.
And so even though, you know, she's always been a positive person, and she couldn't stop the clock from ticking forward, and although she tried to take care of herself as she lived life, well, you know, the things started to... At 91, she started beginning to notice some things.
Well, so now she's 91 now, right, or 92?
No, she's 92, and in December 11th, she'll be 93.
Okay.
So tell us some of the big problem symptoms you had before.
Well, some of the pains and disorders that she was experiencing were like chronic pains, like arthritis and swelling of the legs and the eyes and... she would always complain about like a neck and shoulder and her knee and back pains due to maybe some accidents, you know, falls or stuff, you know, always being active. And there was even recently a part where, you know, she had, I guess, twisted a little crooked and, I don't know, she was picking up something. And she developed a sciatica. So, you know, just...
So a lot of aches and pains.
Yeah, and then due to a... this, I think, would be a major thing, would be that it was during a trial, a really terrible time that she received some real bad news, and then that kind of affected. She said it was like a lightning bolt that hit her pancreas, and she developed a diabetes. Mm-hmm. out of a trauma from some news.
When did she develop that? When was she?
This was, I would say, about 1989, something like that.
Okay, so and 20
so
years
a while.
Ago.
Yeah, but it's always been like, you know, we've always tried to, you know, take care of it, but I don't know, doctors really didn't really address it, and I wish they would have, but that, you know, started other problems, and, you know, like the neuropathy and maybe mm-hmm. swelling of the legs. I'm not sure, another doctor.
Was she on medication?
She was always on, they started her with a little blue pill, I forget what it was, and then after that, they started her with insulin, and then they would just say, well, I changed her diet, you know, we went back to what she raised us, you know, to,
yes.
to the way, and then it worked. And then all of a sudden, when she started feeling better, she forgot all about the diet.
Right,
so
right.
then other things started to happen. But now, here she is at 93, you know, when she went to see you at 91, and just, it's amazing that the changes that have happened for her.
Mm-hmm.
I still have that stuck in my mind. I remember when Dr., your father, Dr. Yi Wing Tong, began the treatment on her, and I remember I thought he had maybe missed, you know, something, I don't know what, maybe and accidentally there was something spilling. But it was fluid coming from her legs that were...
Right.
She was swollen.
She was very swollen. Yeah, her legs
yeah.
had a lot of
And she was,
fluid.
You know, so she would, immediately she began to, you know, descend in with, you know, the water. It was just being released.
From
and
the first treatment.
Mm-hmm. First treatment.
She doesn't have swelling in her legs anymore.
No.
Yeah.
And here we are, you know, a year later, and she doesn't have it. It went away, never came back. And then I still remember 2 days later after... the following day, she had a doctor's appointment for her podiatrist, and he checked her out, and he looked at her, and he said, boy, the swelling's gone down. And then then the following day, the doctor eyes.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that, you know, it had been 5 years that I remember that she couldn't see the field test, the eye field test.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the smaller letters, and she could see it, you know. And,
wow.
And this
so,
was after the first treatment or the second treatment?
First treatment.
Oh, first treatment.
So 2 days later, you know, she had her, you know. And then, you know, and then after that, you know, it's just been her. After the death of my father, things changed for her. And,
uh-huh.
you know, and so that's why I think all these things started to happen. I think just, you know, just the blow of that was just a little hard, you know. Infections would come and she would, you know, she couldn't take care of it. But it's amazing. She has not been sick at all except for once. My brother brought a bronchitis or something. He didn't take care of a cold or something. It turned into something. And I got it and she got it. And all the antibiotics that they gave her still couldn't do anything. And I remember that I couldn't wait to take her to you. And sure enough, you worked on her that night. Forget it. Ever since then, nothing came up. No coughing, no fevers, nothing. Everything just was...
Yeah.
Expelled.
So she was also getting very frequent urinary tract infections on antibiotics constantly, right? And it would just keep coming back.
Exactly.
So now it's much less frequent now, right?
Much less frequent.
If at all.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And so I'm really, really grateful that, you know, we've been working on that. And
what about her sugars? How are her sugars?
Let me say something about the fallacy of antibiotics, okay? That your infections is like a riot. Caused by traffic jams. Let's say a traffic jam is in number 5 freeway near Santa Ana. For 5 months, you're going to get a riot. To resolve this riot, your Santa Ana traffic jam syndrome, okay, you open the traffic jam and you get the traffic going there, solved. Now, this conventional way is like getting federal troops coming in without clearing the traffic jam. The federal troops cannot get to Santa Ana. You get to L.A., you get to Sacramento, San Francisco, and kill off many good guys. That's what antibiotic do. It doesn't go to your bladder. You get bladder infection. You go to your lung, your kidney, your pancreas, and kill off a lot of good germs, but not kill off the bad germs. And that's why you're getting more harm than good.
Exactly.
We clear this infection, and you stop.
And It's so true because for a while there, they kept giving her. It was like the Russian roulette, and
right.
they wouldn't. They would just give her things, and they wouldn't figure
guess.
It out.
Yeah. But the thing is, it would just come back as soon as she stopped taking the antibiotics. So it wasn't really treating, you know, the underlying. You know, it was her immune system. You know, she's not
circulation blockage.
Right. Right.
Exactly.
And she's on the herbs. And tell us about the herbs and the greens and the fish oil.
And then, you know, I thought, oh, you know, we're going to have to do herbs. And I thought, oh, no, she's not going to want this, and this is too many, you know, and this and that. But even though she's always been, you know, a tea drinker and, you know, herbs here, there's herbs for this. But the herbs have really, really helped her. And I was shocked to see that her body has now strengthened so much that she doesn't require this other one of the herbs that you give her,
mm-hmm.
one of the bottles. Do you
mm-hmm.
remember you took one
yes.
away, and now she's
yes.
just doing two bottles as
and
opposed to three.
She's walking very well on
oh,
her own,
very
right?
well. She doesn't get tired, you know, where mm-hmm. I guess it was, I don't know if it was neuropathy. I don't know what it was, but
mm-hmm.
she walks very, very well. Her legs don't hurt. Mm-hmm.
Energy is better. And she's lost
energy?
Weight. She's lost weight, too.
Oh, my goodness. It's like a great weight management there with you. She's lost weight. Her body is taut. You know, it's tight.
Right, it's tighter, yeah.
It's really tight. There's no flab.
Yeah.
And ladies, listen up, ladies. The skin, she has no wrinkles.
Yeah, her face has no...
She looks great.
Everyone
you
talk to, the
so
face
you,
gets
you
tighter.
So you can be 93 or 193, the same thing can apply.
For
exactly.
everyone.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Just like an old house, you can remodel it in a new one and keep it to 200 years new.
Yes.
So you know, your support with what you've done, I mean, it's just her immune health is much better, her heart health, her brain health, vision has improved. We need to work a little bit more on the vision. But,
okay.
you know, I don't know if it's just the detoxification. I don't know what happened, but I remember she was always talking about a headache, you know, that she really never, it was unexplainable. I said, well, why do you get these headaches? What is it? But I don't know if her body was going through a detoxification. I'm not sure, but it's gone. Nothing's there.
Pretty soon she'll be younger and healthier than you.
Yeah. I got to go in now.
Yeah.
And her digestive and joint health also is really, really, really well. I've noticed that. So I'm really happy that, you know, she was willing to experience this.
She likes to come, I can tell.
Thank you so much for joining us today, Jorge.
Yes.
Your story is incredible.
Yes.
Thank you
and
so much.
We'll have you on again soon and see what other improvements your mom has.
Oh, thank you.
93-year young mother.
Thank
you. Okay, have a great weekend, Jorge.
And you as well.
Okay, take care.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. I hope you enjoyed our show today. If you have any questions or would like to make an appointment, call us at 714-556-8664 from Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Again, the number is 714-556-8664, Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Our website is drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Join us next Saturday at 4 p.m. on KBRIGHT AM 740. This is Dr. Elaine Tong saying goodbye and have a great weekend.